I come here to the Roseland neighborhood all the time because as a boy, I grew up near Roseland Creek, and I knew about the woodland and about the creek riparian corridor. So a lot of people are working to try to keep it as natural as possible.
That's a new term for me. Can you tell me what a riparian corridor is?
Yes. The area along a creek where the trees grow naturally and where the waterway basically has its own pathway is called the riparian corridor. And this Roseland Creek used to be a natural, meandering, perennial creek.
That looks like something that used to be maybe a greenhouse here.
Well, that still is a greenhouse. Hey, buddy, you got to hit the road. It's all good. I understand how it is. The idea is that this last parcel was purchased recently, and the creek is right here.
We learned yesterday from the city's Jen Santos that this last bit of the land was the final piece in putting together this park of trails, grasses, oak woodlands, walnut, and eucalyptus trees.
The neighborhood. It's truly a wonderful spot for some peace and quiet. It's very rare to have that, and people have been really pushing to keep it as quiet as possible. We don't believe we need to have a whole lot more concrete put in here and things like that. I am uncertain what the city is going to do. They've been less than forthright with us about exactly how they'll handle things.
There's a couple of different ways that people could be using this resource, as you say, for quiet contemplation, for bringing family to celebrate. Are all uses the same to you and the group, or are there some that you feel would be better than others?
When you hear the word celebrate, that could mean a party. That could mean music and a jumpy house. We already have Southwest Community Park less than a half mile down the street for that. And if you start trying to do that here, that disrupts all the natural habitat that the riparian corridor was purchased for, as we were told.
Let's talk for a minute about health, because that's kind of the central part.
Let's walk under these two trees here.
Yes.
This here's a nice old walnut tree, and you got two oak trees. And I'm a respiratory therapist, so what do you want to talk about health?
I want to talk about how parks can be one solution to a neighborhood's need for healthy spaces.
In my experience as a respiratory therapist, the high number of childhood asthma cases coming out of this neighborhood was enough to let me know that we needed to find ways to have better air. Trees are a natural air pollutant filter. So from a health aspect, not only is it good for air, it's also good to have young people come out and walk around these places and be doing some exercise. It can be something that would help with the obesity problem we have in this county.